Close every head bow. Father God, we come once more again into your presence. We thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace. Lord, continue to have your way. Open up our understanding that you renew our minds and renew our spirit, that we may think holy, think righteous, and think the way Christ would have it done here on the planet. Help us die to self and be alive to the new spirit, the Holy Spirit, that's now living in each and every believer on the planet. Continue to have your way. We thank you, Master, for putting your hedge of protection upon me as I knocked the death door under two surgeries, first for my back and then for my heart, and you saw fit to bring me back and did not take me home. So, Lord, we thank you. We praise you for being a good God, knowing all things and blessing us to be what you would have us to be. We ask you, Lord, to keep your hedge of protection upon my son and his family, Anaya, that has been diagnosed with COVID. So we pray, Lord, that you bind up the transference from anybody else in the family. And we thank you, Master,
thank you,
for hearing our prayer. Because we have not had one member of Edify to go home because of COVID or even because of death. So, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you.
Even when we don't realize you're in control, you're in control. And you always are doing what's best. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Continue to let your word go forth through this church, Edify Community Fellowship, on what thus said the Lord. Not what the pastor or the deacons or the leaders or any of the members say, but what does God say? That is the primary source. So, Lord, have your way. And we will continue to give you the praise and the glory on what you're doing, but most of all, what you're yet to do. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And the saints of God that are in agreement with this prayer say amen.
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 In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, the ST this morning, can you put the ST this morning up for me, Jordan? The message this morning is real simple. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. So if you have your Bibles handy, turn to St. John, the 16th chapter. And follow my will to verse 8, down to verse 15. And then we're going to illuminate on this. We're going to shorten it a little bit others. But I challenge you to call the pastor up if you're reading something in the Bible that don't make no sense. And if I don't answer, I'll get back with you right away. Deacon Brown has been saying it for years. Take advantage of your pastor. I'm telling you, there are churches where there's sound teaching, but the pastor is so hard to get to, even when you call it emergency. You got to go through leaps and bounds just to get to him. And so we don't have that problem here at Edify. And you need to thank God you don't have that kind of pastor.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
St. John, the 16th chapter, verse 8. St. John, the 16th chapter, verse 8. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning, notice these three, sin, righteousness, and judgment. Let me read that verse again. And he, who is he? The Holy Spirit, when he comes, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Verse 9. Concerning sin, because they do not believe me. Verse 10. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you no longer see me. Y'all missing this already? Verse 11. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. Verse 12, I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Verse 13, but when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose it to you who is to come. Verse 14, he will glorify me. Let me say that again. Jesus say what? He will glorify me, For he will not take a mine, and he will take a mine and will disclose it to you. Last verse, verse 15. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I say that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you. You may be seated. ST number one this morning. The Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit doing? But let me just give a review. Last week we said, how do you know you're trusting God? You trust God how? Remember, you have to listen, you have to let, you have to learn, you have to let. When you listen to God, when you learn more about God, and you let Christ and let God be lived out through you, that's when you'll know how. See, the Holy Spirit is to reveal the things of Christ. And many Christians never grow to that point. That's God the Father's number one priority. Your priority may be something else, but the Holy Spirit's priority is to conform you to be like his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, I want to introduce this. The Holy Spirit has many names. And three of them that Jesus drove home was, the Holy Spirit is the helper. The Holy Spirit is the comforter. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. So let us begin, ST number one. ST number one. We're going to look at three words in this in today's text. And we're going to talk about four things that the Holy Spirit is doing. First of all, the Holy Spirit is going to be convicting the world because of sin. Where is sin at? It's in this world. Where is sin now residing? It's on the altar of your heart unless you trust Christ. So the Holy Spirit's full-time job is to reveal sin. Did y'all miss that? And we're going to come back with some more illumination to these things. What's the second thing the Holy Spirit is doing? He said he's going to convict the world concerning righteousness. What is righteousness? Righteousness is pointing out holiness and things that are right and that God approved. The Bible said, be ye holy, because what?
I'm holy.
He's holy. And now that you've gotten saved, God said, you can live up to my holy, righteous standard.
Come on, Pastor. Yes.
And the question is, do you believe what God said?
Yeah.
Or are you going to believe how you feel? What's the next thing? The next thing that the Holy Spirit is convicting the world of is judgment. What is judgment? Judgment is doing everything without God. I'm teaching. Everything you do without God, specifically without Christ, God's going to judge someday. Am I helping y'all? God say, yeah, it's going to be judgment. And you look at the book of Revelation, it's coming. And the only person to have full authority to judge is who? It's God, not you. So you need to watch out when you start using some of your judgment. If it doesn't line up with him, you need to back off.
Amen.
What is the fourth thing? It's going to glorify Christ. Jesus said right there in that 14th verse, it's going to glorify me. So if Jesus Christ is not being glorified through you, you can probably say it's not the Holy Spirit using you. Because the Holy Spirit is going to make you do nothing else but glorify who? The very attributes of Christ. Are we teaching?
Amen.
Sin, righteousness, and judgment. Now let me do a little more teaching, go off in depth. First of all, what is sin? Sin is not believing God. Unbelief is sin. Then the Bible said the wages of sin is what?
Yeah.
When you don't believe what God is saying right from Jump Street, you're already in the wrong area in your mind and in your thinking and in your action. Sin is not believing the work that God the Father sent through his Son. Because Jesus' full-time job is to deal with sin. And the Holy Spirit, let me do a more teaching. The Old Testament was God the Father at work. And the book of the New Testament was Jesus Christ revealing the very nature of God the Father and him being presented. But from the book of Acts, And the second chapter is the Holy Spirit now alive and working in the lives of his people. Like Deacon Brown said, that's when the church came into existence. Mm-hmm. Where is the Holy Spirit at? He's working in the lives of believers in Christ.
Yeah.
Are you a believer?
Amen.
Are you a believer?
Amen.
See, the ultimate sin is you do not believe it in Jesus Christ. And that he is the only one that can destroy the effect of sin and its grip. So when you don't believe Christ, you already went to God's bottom line. Mm. Well, I would believe in Jesus Christ, but I just can't see how some God can be a man. Mm. I don't see how a virgin can bring forth a person without being physically connected to a man. Mm. That's because you're using your stupid brain thinking. Because God say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be what? You shall be what? Now you tell God at that moment what you believe. And that's unbelief. If you say, oh no, I can't believe that. And the Holy Spirit's full-time job is to expose that. Every day of your life, God is busy exposing sin right here in your mind. And you telling God, oh no, I don't believe that. That's unbelief. God tell you not to tell a lie. And you say, no, I lose too much by not benefiting from the result of that lie. Then you're operating in what?
Unbelief.
See, God is always at work in the form of them three areas. Sin, righteousness, showing you what's right. And then if not, he's going to have to judge you. Because it's not with God. I'm trying to teach this morning. See, the Holy Spirit's full-time job is not to make you fall down and yell out syllables. The Holy Spirit's full-time job is not to let you handle snakes. Some churches do that. The full-time job is to let Christ be seen through you. How many people go to church and never learn that? And you look at the book of Revelation, that's why five of those churches, God had to totally rebuke. And don't you know that's the state of the church today? Mm. Five out of seven churches is still living in unbelief. Mm. Why? Because they do not, look what it says. They do not believe in him. See what it says right there in verse 9? What is sin? Because they do not believe in me. Mm. I'm not making it up. The text says that. The bottom line from Genesis to Revelation, when you don't believe who Jesus Christ is, you don't believe the entire Bible. Because the Bible, Jesus Christ is the explanation of God the Father. When you reject Jesus Christ, then you're rejecting who? God the Father. You're rejecting the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is a silent worker right now, working through your life right now. One day you're going to be standing before God, and God's going to say the Holy Spirit was in you trying to show you sin, trying to show you what's right, and trying to convict you when you did wrong because of judging you. Mm. Not to condemn you, but guide you in the right direction.
Yeah.
But lost people are going to be condemned because they reject Christ Jesus, and that's called what? Mm. Unbelief. Mm. Am I teaching?
Amen.
Look what you will if to St. John chapter 8. I mean 1 John chapter 8 verse 3. Chapter 3 verse 8. 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. I want you to see Jesus' full-time work on the planet through you is to destroy Satan's work. First John, I John, mm-hmm. Not Saint John, I John, mm-hmm. Jordan, I John, 1 John 3 and 8. The one who practices sin is of the devil. Now that's a sermon in of itself. When's the last time you told a lie? Then God said, you're operating in the devil's area. When's the last time you stole something? You're operating in the devil's area. When's the last time you put yourself on the throne of God and made yourself God first? See what it said? You're practicing what? Sin, which is of the devil. For the devil has sinned where?
From the beginning.
Before time came into existence, he rebelled in eternity against God the Father. But the verse says later, the explanation on why God allowed it. Mm. That the Son of God, you hear this?
Yeah.
Appeared For what purpose? For what purpose? Why was Jesus here and sent to die on that cross? For what purpose?
To destroy the works of the devil.
All right. Jesus was sent to destroy the works of the devil. And every day you tell God which way you're going to fall in your belief.
Yeah.
You're going to tell that lie because you stole something? Mm. Or you're going to destroy that work? Mm. See, Satan, the Holy Spirit's work is to reveal Christ in you right now. Now, you can't do nothing about what you did yesterday, last week, except confess it. But you got 100% of control on what's going to happen from this moment on.
Right now.
And you got a choice, either to destroy Satan work through you or let it flourish. Remember, the Holy Spirit is going to be doing what?
Destroying
the works of the devil. So the first thing you need to pray every day, Lord, don't let me sin against you today. Even what I don't know about.
Yeah.
See, omission or commission. I was talking to Reverend Pounds about that. He said, most people in the church sin without even knowing it. Why? That's the grip of sin. And God said, I want you to hate sin so much, you run to my son, the Savior. Am I helping you?
Yeah.
That's the issue of sin. Let's get to righteousness. See the second word? Righteousness. Righteousness. Put ST number one back up there, Jordan. God is always showing you how to do things right. But it's up to you, are you going to practice it? You know the Holy Spirit is in you when he convicts you. Don't say that. Don't say that. Don't go off. Don't get mad. And you walk right past that stop sign and you do what you want instead of the Holy Spirit power to help you do what's right. Now, the Holy Spirit is the ultimate gentleman. He ain't going to make you. But one day you will have to give an account to that one we're going to talk about in a little bit, judgment, because he was telling you, don't lie, don't lie, don't covet, don't steal, don't live immoral. And you walk right past it and you what? You did it. He was showing you, be patient, be kind, be forgiving, be gentle. And you told the Holy Spirit, wait a minute, you don't know what they did to me? I got to get my little 2 pounds of flesh. And the Holy Spirit backs up. He'll let you do what you want, but there's a day of reckoning. Because he's going to show you on the video that he was in you telling you, keep your mouth closed, and you kept running your mouth. The Holy Spirit's going to show you. You put the hands on their throat when I told you, don't do it.
Oh, no.
See, you can choke the life out of somebody in your mind, and they don't even know it. What? Pastor done it a few times and people I used to work with.
No, Pastor, no.
I strangled my boss a couple of times.
No.
When he told me, you better go do this. See, God said, I got the video in your mind on what you don't even know. That's that omission, stuff you don't even know about. So he said, Lord, don't let me sin against you. Help me do what's right. Direct me in the way of righteous thinking, holy thinking, thinking to be the way you would have it done.
Yeah.
Don't we have an acronym we have been teaching at this church? P-R-O-O-F, proof, practice righteousness, offering of faith. If you do that, that means you have the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
If you're doing what's right, you're doing what's holy, you're doing what's truthful, then God, guess what? The Holy Spirit is helping you do it. Because John the 15th chapter says, apart from God, you can't do it. Apart from me, you can do what? Why are we trying to wrestle with this stuff out of our effort? 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and 16 says, but like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior. Verse 16, because it is written, you shall be holy. Why? Because I am holy. Don't you know every believer is going to stand before God on that verse?
Yeah.
Why? Holiness now lives inside of you. The day you got saved, you got all of the Holy Spirit equipping you to let Christ be seen. And you say, I ain't going to be holy today. And God's going to say, okay, that particular day you didn't keep your mouth closed. You didn't use self-control. You didn't look at the lust that was in your mind. You got to give an account. But you know what that's going to be dealing with? Not salvation. That's going to be dealing with rewards. Am I helping y'all?
Amen.
Are you listening this morning?
Amen.
God saved you that you might be a witness. When you got saved, you are the witness of Christ to be lived out through you. Because of the church was cutting back their salary, a devout pastor took a job delivering pizza to make ends meet. And on his first day on the job, he was walking past a big construction site when he heard the workers using the foulest language he had ever heard. And he stopped and he asked the closest man to him, "Do you know Jesus Christ?" And the worker bellowed to the colleagues and the workers behind him, "Hey, does anybody know Jesus Christ?" And after a pause, he added, "His pizza is here." Are you a witness to the Savior? Are you letting Christ be seen through you? See, the Holy Spirit's full-time job is to let Christ be seen. Let this sink in when you're dealing with your loved ones, when you're on your job, when you're everywhere you're at. Your job is to let Christ be illuminated and seen through you. Are we teaching?
Amen.
And God say, "I know you can't do it." Check out John the 15th chapter. Because the only way it can be done is with me. You have to abide in me. How do you abide in me? What would Christ do? You pray every day, "Lord, how would you have me to do it?" That's how you're growing. When you know how Jesus would custom make you to respond to individual situations in your life. See, he didn't save you to stay the same. He saved you to grow. Grow in Christ Jesus. Are y'all getting this?
Amen.
Last judgment and we're going to close out. Judgment. What is judgment? Judgment is what God is going to be doing with everything and everyone that's without God. Everything and everyone that's without Christ, God is going to judge. And the what does judgment mean? Judgment is the final consequence and a reckoning by God. The highest authority being decided on each person's verdict. And I'm not going to have to worry about facing yours, and you don't have to worry about facing mine. Like Reverend Smith used to say, every tub going to sit on its own bottom. I ain't got to worry about you, and you ain't got to worry about me. I have to face the Lord for what I did.
Yeah.
Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is what?
Yeah.
But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. God has given both those options in every situation. You can choose death because that's a result of sin, or you can choose life. And life only comes through his Son.
Amen.
Now I want you to see, what is the Holy Spirit's full-time job? It's to reveal, put verse 14 up there for me, Jordan. St. John 16 chapter, verse 14. The Holy Spirit's full-time job is to glorify Christ. Ask yourself today, am I glorifying Christ? Am I letting Christ be lived out through me? When my spouse says something I don't like, am I going to result from the flesh or am I going to result from the Spirit? I'm going to result from what I want or am I going to result from what the Holy Spirit wants to do through me? And the Holy Spirit is not going to even talk about himself. Who is the Holy Spirit going to talk about? His Son, Jesus Christ. See what it says right there? Are y'all looking at it? Look what it says. He will take of mine and disclose it to who?
You, to me.
The Holy Spirit's full-time job is to give you the very nature and divine response of how Christ Jesus would do it. How many of you go to church and never learn that? See, don't be listening to a lot of these false teachers talking about God wants you to speak in tongues. And then now let me just say this. If the Holy Spirit is behind it, who am I? But I already know most of the time it ain't the Holy Spirit making people do all this foolishness. Because it ain't got nothing to do with letting the nature of Christ Jesus be seen. See, now, and I'm telling you, if it's causing them to be more patient, causing them to be more kind, causing them to be more loving, causing them to respond more God-like, then I'm saying the Holy Spirit directly behind it. But most of the time, it's the flesh. Are you with me?
Amen.
And that's what God's going to judge, because he don't want nothing related to the flesh. He wants only his son.
Yeah.
Now let's look at the closing passage. St. John, the 15th chapter, verse 26. Remember, the Holy Spirit's full-time job is take the very things of Christ Jesus and let it be seen through you. Are you learning something today?
Yeah.
Everything that you do shows whether Christ is on the throne. Verse 26. John 15, chapter verse 26.
Amen.
And remember, when Jesus said at this point the Holy Spirit hadn't come, but the Holy Spirit came, he's already here today. In the book of Acts, the second chapter, and to illuminate it to the Gentiles in chapter 9 and 10. He says in verse 26, when the Spirit, when the Helper comes, who is the Helper? The Holy Spirit. Whom I will send. Before Jesus went to the cross, he promised to send the Holy Spirit. He's already here today, folks.
Amen.
And he's going to send it to you.
Mm.
Where? From the Father. That is the Spirit of truth. So he names two names of the Holy Spirit right there in that verse. Helper and Spirit of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Where did he come from? Who proceeds from the Father.
Mm-hmm.
What is he going to do? He will bear witness of Jesus Christ.
Testify. Mm-hmm.
See, judgment is going to come if you leave Jesus Christ out on everything you're thinking, everything you're doing. It's coming up again. Verse 27. And he will bear witness also. Y'all listening?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have bear witness of me from the beginning. So God, Jesus Christ, is giving them assurance. If you just abiding in me, the Holy Spirit's full-time job is let me be seen through you. And way back from the beginning of time was my plan that this is going to take place. See? And let me just say this. You need to be thankful you're not getting God's full judgment.
Amen.
You need to say, Lord, thank you for not giving me what I deserve. Because all of us deserve to be sent to where?
Damn.
Because of our sin nature. But he died on that cross for our sin nature.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Do you realize you're blessed?
Amen.
I say, do you realize you're blessed?
Amen.
A young child was sitting down to dinner and was about to say grace when she opened the casserole dish that her thrifty mom had prepared from countless other meals earlier in that week in the refrigerator called leftovers. And so the little girl said, "Don't you know, it seems to me that we have blessed this food already before?" God is looking at, do you realize you're blessed? Do you realize you have been saved? Do you realize you have been redeemed? Do you realize that God saved you for an intimate relationship? And that's what God's trying to teach you every day. Get closer to me. Because every problem, every circumstance is to help you realize, is Christ being seen? The Holy Spirit's full-time job is to let Christ be seen, not a lot of this other stuff. Now let me say this, as you grow in your relationship with Christ, you'll find joy. Because it was him doing it through me. I remember the day the pastor would have ran you off the road if you tried to get in front of me. But I'm changing. And there's joy that don't happen no more. I remember years ago when we would go to the movie theater, I would have a conniption fit if somebody broke in front of me. Now I don't even worry about it. Now, I get tempted to want to say something every now and then. Hey, man, get it back behind you. You know you broke. But the patience of God now say, I'm showing you I'm in you. See, there are little things, little barometers God's showing you every day. I'm in you. And you see how you grow. And that's when you grow, you see how God give you personal requests answered. That's why Jesus said, if you ask for anything, anything associated with Christ, if you leave Christ out, you don't get anything. But then as you grow, he'll direct you in areas you can't imagine.
Yeah.
This ministry is a good example. If God called you to do something, he's responsible for you to obey. How could I build a building and God told me to build a building and then send the resources for it to happen and to sustain it? And as long as your life is lined up with Christ, everything your needs will be met.
Yeah.
I'm trying to teach.
Yeah.
If you put Christ first, then your request can be answered.
Mm.
You make Christ second, then you are responsible.
Mm.
Your business, your schoolwork, everything, if it's surrendered unto Christ, the Holy Spirit is empowering you.
Mm.
Now, didn't we say in Chronicles, the eyes of the Lord to and fro? Let me just turn there. Chronicles, in the Old Testament, 16th chapter. Follow me down to verse 9. I want you to see this, and then we're going to close. Every day you tell God whether his power can be seen through you, because he's looking. Verse 9. 2 Chronicles 16 chapter verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro. 2 Chronicles. I want you to see this in your Bible. See, God's power is waiting to be shown through you, but guess who's holding it up? You! The eyes of the Lord move where? To and fro. Where? Throughout the earth. Notice what he's doing. That he may strongly support those whose heart is what? Whose heart is what? He wants to show you his power, but who's holding it up? God waiting on you. He's waiting on you to let Christ be seen. He's waiting on you to show you can't do it. And the Holy Spirit says, I've been waiting, but you was too strong. You decided that you wanted to cuss them out instead of being patient and listening and hold your tongue. You decided you want to be hateful. And God says, I couldn't use that. I'm only letting my son's nature be seen. To strongly support those who are completely what? Did y'all see that?
Amen.
So when things are not going the way you think it ought to go, look at you. Because God is doing these three things. Let me give a review. He's showing you, convicting the world of sin. He's saying convicting your world concerning righteousness. And he said convicting the world because of judgment. Why? Because I'm taking up Christ and reveal it unto you. That's my number one job. Amen?
Amen.
Did you get something out of this message today?
Amen.
See, God wants to show you the Holy Spirit is the most powerful of the Trinity, and he wants to be seen through you. If you really want to show God's power on the planet, let Christ be seen.
Yes.
That's why when Peter and Paul, when they did these miracles, they weren't trying to glorify themselves.
Mm.
That's what a lot of people are doing today. They're trying to glorify themselves. Instead of submitting humbly to Christ. The Holy Spirit's full-time job is to reveal to you the things of Christ.
Yeah.
Where does he do it? Primarily in your thinking.
Mm.
Do you know a renewing of your mind changes your whole perspective about everything?
Right.
Instead of wanting to pay revenge on somebody, you want to love them.
Mm.
You know where that starts?
Mm.
In your thinking.
Mm.
Instead of putting yourself first, you being second. That's the Holy Spirit renewing your thinking, renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
So now we're going to stop right here at this point and ask Deacon Brown to come on up.